Guma. Solo man here. Although I'd rather be anywhere else, I wish aliens would come down and take me up. It's gotta be better than being where I am. And it's not that I don't feel I belong in the country I'm in. I just don't feel I belong on the planet I'm on. Justice is a thing of the past. Law and order has gone out the window. We seem to have real disgusting people controlling our lives. Then the media is awash with wokeness. Then, of course, that everything is broken. And it's very hard for a lot of us, especially guys, to have anything really to look forward to. But thank God at least I have my memories of older times when it was much, much better. Sure, it wasn't perfect, but that's all over now. So I'm gonna put a link to a news item, well, not really news item, below, just to show you guys out there what state and where we're at today. Anyway, the headline reads, "Tragic Life of Porn Star, From Dreams of Being a Scientist to Drug Woes." And the way this news story is written, it's trying to make her into a martyr or a hero. And how she was a sad victim, as all femons are. But all you've got to do is pull the truth out of this news story, and it's all there for you to see. In reality, this femon was never going to be a scientist. Because a scientist, it takes long, arduous work. You're not in the limelight. You have to study and study and study, and it takes years. And that takes commitment. And there's no real money at first at all. And may never be money. And this femon never even tried. What she did was she took the easy route, as all femons do. She used what nature gave her. She didn't have to work for that at all. It was just there. Sure, she had to put makeup on, but they all do that anyway. And as femons don't really have too many morals, she thought that was okay to get money that way. And by the look of it to me, this femon was always unstable. Femons are usually unstable, but she was very unstable. And apparently she even had a husband for a while. What was the guy thinking of? Then I guess she got into drugs. Probably was in drugs mostly all the time. And apparently there was loads of people trying to help her, but she carried on anyway. But I guess she split up with her husband and had another boyfriend online. I don't know. You know what they're like. Flighty. But it sounds to me, reading between the lines, her life was a complete mess. And it seems all she wanted was attention all the time. But she flashed her breasts in front of the mural of the guy that died while being arrested by police. You know the guy. And I guess a lot of people thought that was disrespectful. Then in a way, so do I. She's using in somebody who has died for an excuse to show her breasts off. How sad is that? To get attention from somebody else's death. That shows you how screwed up this femon was. Anyway, she was finally found dead in some unknown place, some low crash place, of some drugs overdose or something. And the way this story is worded, we're supposed to think she was a victim and feel sorry for her. I personally feel sorry for when anybody dies, especially a young person. But she was no victim. She made all the choices herself. She took the easy way out by just stripping off. Then she took the drugs to get her high, but it's nobody's fault except hers. She chose that route. And it's kind of funny when a man gets involved in all that sort of thing. It's his own fault, isn't it, in the media? He made the choices. But when a femon gets like that, they kind of spin it as if she's the victim. She was forced into that life somehow. I've even got friends, or had friends, actually, that have died by doing drugs. The thing is, we're grown-ups and we make our own decisions, our own choices. But the way the world is now, they want to put guilt all on the man's shoulders. Femon's all empowered now, they can do anything they want. But they're cherry-picking again because they still want to be the victims as well, and blame men. Femons don't understand that they only become empowered when they take control of their own lives, when they take responsibility for themselves. And I don't think in my lifetime I will ever see that happen. I've seen really good men destroyed by being with a crazy femme. And of course the relationship didn't last. And I just kind of wonder how many more lives is this femme going to destroy. MGTOW or something similar is the safest route. Even MGTOW Monk is even safer. But sometimes that's not possible. But whatever way you choose, you're still not safe out there, men. Men are no longer responsible for the femmes. They're responsible for themselves. They all blamed the patriarchy before. What are they going to blame now? Have a nice day and stay away from them. But I know it's hard because femmes crave man's attention all the time. I mean, really, they don't need no man. Really? Well, why don't they get out of our faces then and give us a break? It's coffee time. See ya.